Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a gray day here in Los Angeles. Wah, wah, wah. It's like 65 and gray out, but we're going to be here live for the next couple hours for your ear holes. It's a little after 2 p.m. on the Pacific, a little after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where you be taking us into your head right now. Otherwise, if it ain't that time, you could be listening to this pearl as a rerun, or possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast at crabdiving.com, at iTunes, or at Stitcher. Anyway, we are fucking grateful as hell.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and welcome to the clam that is crab diving. You said there's a pearl.
Oyster.
Oh.
Oysters?
Oysters are in pearls? Wait.
Pearls are in oysters. Right.
What about clams? There's no clam in a pearl? There's no pearl in a clam?
323-601-5427, if there are any clamologists out there.
Oh.
Or...
I thought you were a clamologist.
Oysterologist.
Back in junior college.
Back in the junior college days.
Oh, my God.
In the 13th grade. I'm just watching. There's a car that just went by that it looks like it was something out of a Dick Tracy movie.
We're being watched.
It was like an ancient, some ancient car, you know, back when they used to weigh like 8,000 pounds and shit.
Is it the NSA monitoring us?
The NSA up with their noses in our starfish a little bit less, although they did pass that ninnies did pass that Freedom Act, they called
Fuck
it. Goddamn,
you.
they just can't name it the we're gonna pry open your asshole and stare in there act, like it really should be, but instead they call it the Freedom Act. It's a Freedom Act because it's free. And it makes you free and shit to be free. Replacing that ridiculously, ironically named, maybe not irony, but fucking wrongly named Patriot Act, that steaming pile of yak shit.
I remember that.
That was foisted upon us by the Cheney administration regime.
Right.
I don't want to say administration.
But Rand Paul's getting rid of it.
Well, he's taking an awful lot of credit for... his look at me fest. Another God, these guys are great at these non-filibuster filibusters. Like, that's his second or third. That's not a real filibuster.
Have we had a real filibuster since Abortion Barbie?
Well, yeah, but not of the stand up and talk till you shit your pants or whatever type like they have in Texas, because they don't have that in the federal government, which I think we should put back. They should put it back. They got rid of that a long time ago. They made it so all you have to do is say, I'm going to filibuster.
Yeah.
And then you can go have coffee at Starbucks or go fuck your mistress or go diddle a boy or something.
Oh, whatever, diddle a boy. That would be, these guys do. Let me go coach some wrestling and
right.
Bless some people.
But so that's what's going on there. Wow. Anyway, follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, during the show, at Crab Diving, one word, at Crab Diving. You can also give us a call on the Skype machine. It's Crab Diving, or the telephone number is 323-601-5427.
323-601-LIBS.
The lines are open. Give us a call.
Out on the Twitter, out in the Twitter sphere right now, trending, besides hashtag wedding fail. I don't know what that's about.
Twending on Twitter.
But George W. Bush is trending on Twitter.
Is he coming out of the closet? God, what's going on with him?
I saw this. And I'm not sure if this is even going to be one of the headlines or not, but it's that George Bush's approval rating is up.
How did that happen? Because he's not doing anything?
Well, he's not president anymore. I think that, you know, everybody in relief adds a few points to his likability.
Right. I like him better now that he's not in charge.
And the headline,
who does it?
The headline over at the Daily Mail is just this one I clicked on, and it says that Barack Obama is less popular than every living president, including George W. Bush. But for the sitting president, Obama's doing pretty goddamn well.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, I mean, the other presidents, they're just now, what are they all, just doddering old men?
Except Clinton. I think he's still got a couple of good interns left in him.
Yes, or the other way around.
Right. The dog is doing some kind of weird blanket adventure over on
the
memory foam pillow.
It's like your thing during the show.
Periscopers, that's Kate. The Jack Russell Terrier. She's
I don't think they can see them.
Oh,
they
really?
Can see Kate.
Yeah, well, she's over there.
And I fucked the framing up.
So Obama, less popular than every living president.
Fuck you.
49% of Americans give the sitting president a thumbs up. 49 thumbs down, which is pretty good for a sitting president. His approval ratings have been going up, whereas GW...
No, at this time,
not great. Yeah,
nobody liked him.
Not great at all.
But that makes perfect sense too, if you think about what he did to the country and how he left things, and you know,
right, gaping wound of a rectum of the what's left of the Constitution.
He turned us into a gash.
Wiped his
sadness.
Wiped his dick on one of the drapes that Ashcroft hung over the titties on one of the statues, and he walked out.
God, I forgot that we did that.
Embarrassing as fuck. How embarrassing is that? That in 21st century America, that we had somebody walking around putting drapes over statues of boobies.
I can't look at no marble nipples.
Horrifically embarrassing.
It makes me crazy.
Meanwhile, wouldn't give a shit about stepping over a homeless person.
Oh, yes.
Or whatever. Don't care about that.
You can just step right on top of them.
Right.
I think actually that's what he wanted to do to rebuild the country. Is just lay homeless people across our infrastructure to reinforce it.
Fill the potholes.
With the poor.
So we can see what's going on in the world out there. Here is Miss Sarah Palin to take us to the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, this is the news, and these are the headlines. Dateline, June the 3rd, 2015.
Oh my God, that was perfect. That was great.
Here, we try to go to the, we try to get balanced, fair and balanced coverage.
Fuck that.
Well, we pretend.
Fuck that.
We make fun of
right.
One of the sides. Let's see what's going on in the Huffington Post. The commie pinko liberal.
Effete.
Huffington Post.
Wee-wee.
That it is. And the scandal still raging over at the Huffington Post. I don't know if this will be that important over at Drudge Report because nobody gives a flying fuck about soccer in America. And those on the right actively hate soccer because... I don't know. It's un-American.
It turns you into a pussy.
Right. Remember that that low-rent Lex Luthor fuck on Keith Ablo?
Oh, yes.
That bald snatch?
You're low-rent. You're a snatch.
Was talking about soccer.
And in fact, bald.
With the ninnies on that horrible...
Outnumbered
show. And the women on the panel were saying, well, you know, soccer's becoming a lot more popular and my kids love it and everything. And Ablo's sitting there going, nobody cares. Nobody cares about soccer. Come on.
I listened to a guy do a set last night about the FIFA scandal. I mean,
and how
nobody gave a shit. I thought it was interesting because, you know, I'm kind of following the story. Yeah. But he read some of the things that Blatter has said in the past. He's an asshole.
Blatter.
He said if we wanted more people to watch women's soccer, they should make the shorts tighter.
Right.
Damn.
There was one of these guys they found out is like so disgustingly rich and so out of touch.
Yes.
It'll be hard to believe, I guess, that, you know, these rich fuckwads are out of touch with society. But one of them I heard, I think it was just today I heard this, that he had two penthouses in a building. He had the top penthouse and a second penthouse.
That's awesome.
But the second penthouse was like for his cat.
Oh my God.
Or for his dog. It was a pet. I don't remember if it was cat or dog. Nonetheless.
Hand me my torch.
Fuck that. Yeah.
And my pitchfork. Meet me at the barricades.
I'm going to buy the two floors below me for Fluffy.
Yeah.
To run around.
Well, you know, where my brother lives up in Talkeetna, Alaska, they have an honorary mayor, which is a cat named Stubbs.
Well, that cat would be worthy of having its own penthouse. But I think this cat, I don't know that this cat holds political office.
Stubbs lives in the lives under the one of the refrigerators in the general store, and seems happy. Doesn't need a penthouse. I mean, I don't know if the cat's fucking happy.
Cat of the people.
Yeah.
So the headline on the Huffington Post is "Cups Cooked?" Question mark. France 98 World Cup, South Africa 2010 World Cup banners are shown with a big dollar sign in between.
Cha-ching.
And the headline says, ex-FIFA official Chuck Blazer, who is a ex-FIFA official,
Blazer,
admits to bribes related to South Africa's 2010 World Cup.
Wow. And this is, wait, oh, 2010.
According to court filings released today, news hot off the presses, fresh from the sphincter. Blazer, who worked with the DOJ, Department of Justice, to single out, oh, he ratted. This guy ratted.
The Department of Jacking.
This guy turned CI. he ratted out these other officials on corruption charges, said that he and other members of this FIFA executive committee agreed to take bribes from South Africa when they were looking for bids for this World Cup. So you know how it's a big fucking deal wherever this World Cup ends up.
Yeah.
So who's shocked that shenanigans are happening?
How much did they get bribed?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's actual, I don't have money, dollars here. He said he also admitted to taking bribes in connection with France's, Zoutalo. With France's 1998 World Cup bid.
Who the fuck bribed somebody to make the World Cup in Qatar?
Oh, that must have been a lot of fucking money, right?
I don't even know where. Is Qatar in the Middle East? I'm totally serious.
Is that the one where they have the slave camps now? Is it Qatar or is it?
I don't know.
One of the other
Hello, Periscope
places out
viewers.
There. Please Hello, Periscope viewers.
Where
yeah.
is Qatar? Is it?
Well, we know where. Qatar or Qatar, however you fucking pronounce it. I know where it is, but I don't know if it's the one that's involved in these where the World Cup is going to be.
Yeah,
that they're alleging that they turned it into fucking slave camps. Like they're not paying the guys that are building these giant stadiums for the next World Cup.
Oh, my God.
And people are dying. They're not giving them health care. They're importing immigrants. It's true, pure, fair market capitalism, libertarianism.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
No oversight.
Right. People are desperate for work, and they're willing to work for nothing just to try to survive.
And what the fuck is going to happen to this soccer stadium when the World Cup's done? What will they do with it?
There's pictures from all over the world, various cities, of where these stadia are, they're wastelands now.
Dude, the most amazing pictures I've ever seen of anything like that. Have you seen the Olympic Village in Sarajevo?
Oh, I've seen pictures of that. Yeah.
I mean, a forest has grown up.
Even China, like, there's something in China, too, that their most recent either Olympics or something like that is the same thing. Like, it's just a big ghost town now. And
holy shit, that's crazy.
And there's trees growing everywhere. It's right. Crazy. The wonders of human greed, I guess. At least some of the places, they will turn it into a stadium. You know, like,
right.
They'll say, hey, look, we're going to get a soccer stadium out of the deal. But nobody here cares about soccer.
So no, nobody gives a shit. States,
yet.
That's sad.
Yet.
People will. Or
well, right, as all these Mexicans come hurtling over the border, they're going to kill. No, they're going to outlaw football and baseball.
But, you know, soccer is popular. It's just people don't watch it on TV as much here, I guess. But it's popular. Like, when I was in high school, the soccer team was a huge thing. And people played soccer like you'd play Little League growing up.
And that's the thing, but are people growing into watching it is the question. Like, you know, soccer moms, when the kids grow up, are they sticking with it? Are they flipping on the World Cup and stuff like that? And it's becoming more and more popular here in the States. The last World Cup had record ratings and shit. So I think it is getting more popular.
The problem is, with a lot of people in this country might have a problem with it. It's a lot of non-white people playing.
Well, but have you seen football?
I know. That's true.
They're okay with non-white people as long as they're
sports.
Performing.
For my
for
team.
Right.
How many races?
Just don't move into the apartment next to them.
I mean, think about the Bulls, the Bulls dynasty with Jordan. Like, how many Klan members, like, enjoyed watching Michael Jordan play basketball? There must have been at least one who was like, oh.
I'm sure they.
I love watching him dunk, even though he's black.
There's a huge Klan cell in Chicago. Maybe not official, but trust me, there's a huge Klan cell in Chicago.
A cell. I know.
But oh, yeah.
Like, we got where I come from in North Georgia, there's like a whole area. It's not really a cell.
The cell is the non-clan.
It's a swath of land.
Right. The Bobo Belt.
Yeah.
So that's the headline over there is about the FIFA bribery, bullshittery. John Oliver on his HBO show.
Yes. A Brit. They love soccer, right? Those British people.
And he's a big soccer nut. And he did a bit that's gone viral. You know, a lot of his stuff is... You can watch it on YouTube right after the show goes. And he did a bit about how he's like, you have no idea. He goes, America, basically he's saying, bigger than like curing cancer or anything, this is going to make the world love us, is taking down these FIFA fucks. That for decades, the rest of the world is going, look at these assholes. They're corrupting the whole system. There's nothing we could do about it. He said it's akin to if... I want to say Holland. I think you said the Netherlands or something like that. It's as if Denmark arrested Donald Trump and took him out of the United States. You'd be so grateful.
Oh, yeah, we would.
He said that's how the rest of the world is, that the rest of the world is going, we can't do this. Oh, my God, the United States is arresting these fuckers? Holy shit.
Donald Trump is a tremendous fucking asshole. He just fucking, after yesterday's show, oh, my God.
Right. He's got his secret. If you didn't listen to yesterday's show, ladies and gentlemen, go to crabdiving.com to download it as a wonderful diamond cut and pressed into a great ring of wonder for you.
It's a ring of wonder. By the way, we have a new Daily Upper Decker happening tonight.
A new Daily Upper Decker sports podcast tonight.
Yes. They're previewing the NBA Finals, talking about the Falcons linebacker who killed his girlfriend's dog when he kicked it?
Yeah, I read about
that.
Who
the fuck does that?
They think,
good God.
But,
they're on the Daily Upper Decker. They're also going to talk about a, and I'm quoting here, a 300-pound fat fuck collegiate pitcher.
300-pound fat fuck collegiate
God,
pitcher.
That's big. And they're not covering this FIFA shit. We don't care about
They're
it.
Not covering the FIFA shit. Like, what were we talking about that we talked about yesterday?
Oh, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
He's a dick.
To yesterday's show. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. If you go to iTunes or Stitcher and download us, you know, hey, take 2 fucking seconds and drop us like 5 stars.
Hello.
Drop a big giant starry load on us. And we would appreciate a really good review, too.
We need fucking validation, man.
Yeah, validate us. Please tell us how good we are.
Love me, daddy.
But yesterday, Donald Trump talked about how he has the 100% foolproof plan of how to defeat ISIS and obliterate them off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And then when...
You could defeat ISIS tomorrow with his plan.
Apparently. And then when Greta Van Susteren asked him, well, tell us. Why don't you share that with the United States and let us know how you will save us? And then maybe we could do that and everything would be nice fluffy bunnies again.
And then he said, pull my finger.
He said, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to let the enemy know what's going to happen. Well, if that's the case, you fuck. Why didn't you pick up the phone and call who you think the guy that was born in Kenya, the President Barack Hussein Obama. And after you ask him to please produce his birth certificate, Why don't you share with the commander in chief your brilliant fucking plan of how to save us all?
No.
But no, I'm going to keep that close to my taint unless you vote for me.
God, I hope he doesn't have a cure for AIDS that he's just holding out on. I mean, Donald, God.
Donald Trump.
Don't make us send people.
Right.
To, you know, shake you down for these secrets.
So, yeah, go to crabdiving.com and you can listen. I think did we play the clip? We did play the clip of him doing his bullshittery there, just, you know, slipping the tip in and teasing us by saying, all right, I got a solution, but I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, he sucks.
So over at Let's Give Equal and Fair Time.
Oh, yes.
Fair and balanced coverage, unlike some, you know, giant shit-tastic alleged news networks that are out there. Let's go over to the Drudge Report.
Tell me about the Wabbits, George.
Yeah, let's set our clocks back 500-600 years and suck a few IQ points off yourself.
Yummy.
If you do that, you probably aren't leaving the room. But
I'm not that flexible.
Oh, we got rid of the gong. The crab diving gong is moved for our television. Uh-oh. We just lost. Hold on 1 second.
No, fuck me. Yeah, we lost.
No, we're back now.
We lost our...
That's my fault, guys. Sorry.
The headlines over at the Dummy Drudge Report.
What up?
It says, come on. And of course, there's a question mark at the end of this because it's one of these, I'm not saying that the president is a Muslim, but
that's the best.
Is it popular possible?
No.
This is, the headline is, U.S. food stamps funding jihad?
Oh, my God.
Question mark?
This is straight up demonization of the poor. So guess what? Let's get rid of food stamps, right?
They found, this is from AL.com, which is Alabama.
Bucky.com
and not the 80s country group. Although, I don't know what kind of money they may have money sunk into this. But... They found apparently some corner stores that are sending money to Yemen.
What?
Quickie Marts, apparently.
Okay.
The equivalent of Quickie Marts. The headline says, corner stores turned EBT cards into cash for dregs, wired the profit to Yemen.
So, oh, I get it. So, if anybody is in there using their food stamps to buy sugar, bread, whatever, then technically our tax dollars are going to Yemen, who in fact wants to cut our heads off.
Right. It has nothing to do with the fact that these are some bad guys shipping some money. You gotta lay the shit on the poor people who are spending money in the stores. If right. they weren't poor and going into those shit, they wouldn't need those shitty stores, Ryan.
Oh,
those
that's
shitty
right.
neighborhoods.
Listen, if anybody's on Periscope out there using food stamps, you better
yeah.
stop.
You lazy takers.
You're contributing to terrorism. So there.
God, that is so what they're saying. If the poor people ain't, if they weren't lazy and all Negro and stuff, then we wouldn't need, they wouldn't need those tile head stores on the corner.
They're all Negro and stuff.
People are disgusting.
They are gross.
So terrified of
that's the dumbest fucking logic I've ever heard.
This has a couple of steaks shoplifted at a Gardendale Walmart. Now, I'm not shitting on Alabama.com. They're just telling the story. This is Drudge's, you know, ridiculous spin on it by saying U.S. food stamps funding jihad.
Good. I don't even know. You know, if you saw that story, you would be hard pressed to make that connection. I don't even think I would think of that.
How about U.S. taxes funded 9/11?
Right.
We've got allegedly there may be some proof in these documents that have yet to be unredacted. This is one of the stories I've got for later, but fuck it, we'll do it now. Rand Paul, he of the little badgery thing on his head, senator from Kentucky.
He wears a marsupial for a toupee.
His little pocket.
it's got a pouch.
A little miniature Rand Paul pops out of the top of his forehead.
I got a whole family of fucking varmints on my head.
But he is now, you know, he's desperate as fuck because he wasn't apparently he couldn't deep throat enough billionaires for the money fest. so he didn't look pretty enough at the Sadie Hawkins dance to get these guys to give him money. So he's trying to look pretty for the masses. He's trying to raise money from small donors, like regular people,
yeah.
which is, you know, some people say is one of the reasons that he was out screaming about the NSA and, you know, trying to get the saying that he was against this, the NSA. Yeah, the NSA and everything. But now they're going to have some, this thing they passed is some compromised version, and it's bullshit too.
This will also have to be torn
down. And it's probably going to go back to the Luna fucking ticks at the House of Representatives.
Yes.
And they are going to weaken it even more, the reforms, to get it passed, to make it bipartisan. So these great reforms that we're all thinking are happening on this NSA, it's really, they're pulling out, switching condoms and going right back in.
Oh, that we like to call that maneuver New Jersey.
Right.
I don't know why.
So
the House of Representatives.
So yeah, Randy Paul.
That's funny.
But one of the things he's also doing now is he's saying he's jumping onto the fight with a few other senators and representatives who want to see these. I don't think it's much at all. I think it's like under 20 pages or something of the original 9/11 report that was redacted by Darth Cheney.
Yes.
And the Cheney regime, that because for national security reasons, it had to be highly classified. We can't let you read that shit. And the speculation among many people is that there's, you know, a little bit of a smoking gun pointing at the Saudis, that somehow Saudi Arabia, high people up in the Saudi regime,
right,
might have had some shenanigans and had some involvement in the whole 9/11 dealio.
Why the fuck did Osama bin Laden's family get flown out of here private jets when the fucking when all air travel was shut down?
Well,
why?
I don't know. Because the Bushes, George Bush, felt for their safety.
I think we need a whole show on the Crab Diving Network about 9/11. What do you think about that?
The 9/11 show.
9/11 truth.
Well, it'll run for 9 minutes and 11 seconds. Building 7.
Right. Periscopers, do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
Oh, for God's sake. Well, I mean, What is that? Define inside job. I mean, yes, of course it was inside job in some ways.
Right.
But did they do I think that the Cheney administration commissioned somebody to sneak in there and put C4 all over the Twin Towers?
Well, what if they
I think that's
what if they hired Al Qaeda? Is the reason
false flag.
Right.
It's a false flag.
Well, that would be a false flag.
It is right. A false flag, everybody.
God damn it. What if everything Alex Jones...
How does he do that?
Yeah, you're right?
Yeah.
Can we get some water in for Mr. Vile, please?
You got to talk like you got throat cancer.
I mean, what if everything Alex Jones has ever said on his stupid fucking show... Yeah. What if that's true?
You mean that really was a prayer rug and not an Adidas soccer shirt was in Texas?
Was he that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, oh, wait. That's dumb.
That was Breitbart.
Okay. It's so dumb.
He's a chemtrail guy. Big on chemtrails.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
it's chemtrails. Real,
but it's just condensation, right?
No, it's it makes you...
Makes you gay.
Your heart on.
Oh, really? No. That makes you gay. Wasn't there a story that we're being poisoned into becoming gay or something?
That's right.
I got the gay poison.
I think that might have been... Was that
Is your
Rick
gay
Wilde?
God going to come and save you?
Yes, Rick!
The...
Fracking turns you gay. Did you know that? Fracking water.
It does.
Turns you gay.
If you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Only if you enjoy it. And you can't spit. The... headline, the sub, one of the sub headlines over at, and this is Alex Jonesy bullshit is, it says at the Drudge Report, mystery urban training startles Michigan residents.
Oh,
so I wonder if this is Jade Helm, if they might be going, Obama might be going to take over Michigan.
Oh my God!
Holy fuck!
That's a how does that strategy work? I mean, I mean, I'm not a what is someone a geographist? I'm no geographist.
Geographist.
There's a lot of space between Michigan and Texas.
Yeah, it goes to a WNEM.com, CBS Channel 5 coverage you can count on.
Oh shit!
The headline says city. Says loud explosions were army training exercises.
Kaboom.
Listen to this. It was a peaceful afternoon.
Fade in.
And then residents said it seemingly turned hostile.
Angle on a hot chick.
I was standing there and all of a sudden, boom, Gene Glenn said. I mean, it was loud. It blew up the whole sky or whatever. It was like four or five big bangs, Annette Humphrey said.
No, it blew up the sky or whatever.
Or whatever.
Or whatever, man.
They're really nice that they print her word for word here.
In a world.
Explosions you'd expect in a war zone echoed through Flint.
Holy fuck.
People's homes shook and those inside were caught off guard. It all went down Tuesday.
They're attacking Flint, Michigan.
At the shuttered Lowell Junior High on the city's east side.
They attacked the junior high. Good. I hated junior high. Blow them all up.
It was the Army said it was an exercise. They have been in talks for 6 months about using parts of the city as training exercises.
Right.
It's Obama.
Wait. Why would we take over Michigan? We've already took over Michigan, correct?
We kind of have it.
Yeah, with those emergency managers
there. What about with Texas?
Right.
See, it would make more sense for Obama to go into Michigan because they don't have democracy there anymore.
It's sad.
The just after 11:30 a.m., the city sent out a press release about the exercises that went out. But who pays attention to city press releases?
Yeah, right.
Man, I was sitting there watching Honey Boo Boo, and I had my laptop open at the same time to the city live. PR feed.
Right. I was on stlouis.org.
Who the fuck is paying attention?
Do you follow Los Angeles on Twitter?
I follow Los Angeles Earthquakes.
Oh, yeah.
Which tweets out every time there's even an ant fart of an earthquake in the Los Angeles area.
Is it a vibration that it gives you? Because you might miss the vibration if it's coming out at the same time as an earthquake.
What do you mean?
Well,
does the phone vibrate at the same intensity of the earthquake?
Well, you might miss it, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
because you wouldn't notice because you'd be shaking anyway.
Right.
Or maybe you're Michael J. Fox.
At some point, you don't need the phone because if it's like a 5 or 6, you're doing enough shaking.
Your phone's not going to work anyway because the cell towers will be gone. You won't be able to communicate with anyone.
And then I follow Koreatown 311, which is when a fucking helicopter flies over. People will tell you who's being held hostage and in which apartment.
I think we should get the guys on Koreatown 3-9. Was it 911 or 311?
311.
Let's get them on the phone. Do an interview with them at Koreatown 311. Catch the crabs.
I think it's a commie collective. I think it's a bunch of people.
That's perfect for us.
That work that way.
Commies. Speaking of commies, I talked to Sean Donovan last night.
Sean Donovan of the Democracy How?
Yes.
With a question mark.
We should have a new episode coming up very soon.
Podcast. You can listen to it here. You know, check the schedule. It's on all kinds of different
times. He wants to have us in, and he wants to do a show about atheism.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Sure.
Okay.
Does that mean we're having him in here to do a show about atheism?
Maybe. I don't know.
We're just going to rebrand it.
Yeah.
That'd be great to have Sean
wants
in.
To interview us,
absolutely.
Talk to us about atheism.
Sure.
I thought that'd be a good fit.
So that's, don't forget, there's also tonight we have an episode, brand new episode of our Sports-tastic show, The Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. It'll be streaming for your ear holes.
Yummy.
crabdiving.com/live. And then a couple of days, and you can download it as a podcast.
No FIFA news. Not from the Daily Upper Decker.
Oh, they
no soccer.
They'll talk about it a little
Will
bit.
They?
I mean, it's huge, huge.
I don't think Tommy likes soccer,
huge
man.
Huge news. That's true. He is the...
he's anti-soccer.
The uber poobah. And he's had proven bias before.
Well, he's a cheesehead. He's from fucking Wisconsin. How do you play soccer there? People don't run around in Wisconsin.
They play soccer in Wisconsin.
It's cold. I'm full of dairy.
I coached tennis in Wisconsin.
Wow.
There was like about 14 minutes in the middle of July that you could play.
Oh, God.
Before it was either too hot or too cold.
Yeah.
But so that's we've done the headlines.
Yes.
We did the loud explosions in Michigan.
Look at us. We're perfect.
Obama is less popular than Bush, which
is satanic.
I don't know. Somehow, I don't know. I wonder if they checked Cheney's rating.
Who's more popular, Obama or Stalin?
Obama wasn't on that list.
That's right.
That we did the other day also. But Bush was and came in fourth as far as evil.
That's so dumb. I mean, listen, I'm not a fan of Bush either, but he's no fucking Stalin.
Right. But it was a worldwide poll.
Right.
You said poll.
And what you're seeing there is anti-American fucking bias.
Right, which he single-handedly helped shove deeper into the ass of everybody in the world.
What?
The anti-American bias.
Okay, well, think of a world right now where we didn't bomb the fuck out of Iraq, where we didn't invade.
Right.
How would it be? Would the world be safer?
Although,
yes.
Also, the current dronage ain't helping.
No.
That's some bullshit, too, that we just think we can, the big giant fucking cock of democracy that we wield
gives us... Whip this out.
Yeah, it gives us the ability to just fly anywhere the fuck we want and bomb who the fuck we want, because I think somebody we don't like is there.
Right, and it's a covert operation.
Right.
We don't need Congress's approval to...
It's an enemy
light
of the people.
People up. Well, we might not have ISIS, though, had we not invaded Iraq, right? I mean...
Oh, that's Obama. Obama created ISIS, though,
okay.
Right? And by pulling out of Iraq, that's the latest story.
Why wouldn't you think...
Bush is spinning.
If you bomb the fuck out of a country, and even if we're there to liberate them, I don't know that it makes a difference to the people who are being bombed. And I could see how they would start to really fucking hate us and want to cut our heads off.
Yes. I got into it with one of our ninnies on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Lots of stuff goes on there. We put up shit that we don't talk about here on the show. Shit that we do talk about on the show. Memes and pictures and stuff.
Meme.
I got into it with one of the ninnies there. about this. And he said, well, good. Bomb the shit out of them, basically. And I said, well, maybe we should stop doing the shit that makes them hate us.
Right.
Doing some of the shit that makes them hate us. And his response was, like what? With a question mark, exclamation, question mark, exclamation.
Oh, my
like what?
God. I mean, where? How do you even respond to that? Well, bombing them, I guess that would be the main thing. Actually, right. If you just stop the droning, that's all we kind of need to do.
Well, and historically, what do? We back some heinous dictator who likes us and gives us good oil prices.
Yeah.
And fuck the people, the Shah of Iran. We knocked out who was in charge. We put the Shah in there. And then he went and fucked the people. And Saddam, we loved us some Saddam.
Yeah, man.
We loved his man boobs until all of a sudden we didn't.
Uncle Nipples.
And
who has better boobs?
Even Osama, didn't we?
Putin or the late Saddam?
I think Putin's had work.
Oh, really? On his boobs?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Why
not? He takes his shirt off all the time.
I know.
You didn't see Saddam riding around a bear.
Well, Saddam, yeah. Right, you're right. Although, you know, he got out and about, right? He paraded around.
He did. He would wave a...
Flamboyant.
He would wave a gun around and pull the trigger.
God.
Remember seeing that? Like, he'd be out on a balcony, and everybody'd be cheering him, and he'd pull out, like, this gun and just go... Psh! Just up in the air, and I'm envisioning some 4-year-old in the audience.
Yeah,
just going.
What do you think happens? Does Saddam get sued or?
Probably not. No. Probably not.
I mean, really,
it probably doesn't hear about it.
I you see that, and you're like, see, right wing nut jobs. That's what would happen if you yahoos were in charge.
Yeah, Texas.
I mean, if Bush was left to his own devices, you don't think he would have fired a couple of shots in the air in Pennsylvania Avenue at a barbecue when he gets a little tanked?
Who knows what happened?
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
We don't know what happened in the Rose Garden in the middle of the night.
I think that probably nothing. I think Bush is probably a little boring and a little dull.
You know, there is interesting that, you know, that giant ranch that he was at vacation on or vacation at for a goodly number of his days that he was president. Oh, he was working. He had everything there he needed.
He was bush hogging.
Obama is the one who takes vacation too much and who golfs too much.
Yeah, but you know,
but they don't consider that Obama also has everything with
right.
him.
But you know, Bush would sit there and he would work on his land while he was on vacation.
Well, but
so he was working.
That's
dude.
The bullshit that we would see. He was working on his land and chopping wood when there were reporters out there. With their guns, with their cameras aimed.
You say it's a fucking photo op.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that during the election, he bought this sprawling ranch of the people.
Ooh.
To show himself to be, you know, I'm just a regular old guy. I'm one of you.
Right.
I got a C at Harvard. And that... Interestingly enough, once, where he's doing his painting, where he's painting toenails and shit now.
Yes.
That ain't that ranch in Crawford.
Oh, where is he?
I think they sold the ranch in Crawford.
Seriously.
They moved to a big, giant, sprawling one percenter cuntwad house in Dallas, right near Dallas.
I want to live in a cuntwad house so
but
bad.
Isn't that interesting? The man of the people, they only needed that fucking ranch. It was PR.
Right.
It was fucking PR.
Well, maybe
I'm going to go and ride my 4-wheeler and chop some wood and show that I'm just a regular guy.
It was easily defendable.
Keeping America free. I think that's probably part of it. He was like, I ain't going to hang out. And there's Osama is looking to blow the shit out of us. I'm getting out of here.
Did anybody know where that ranch really was? I mean, was it secret? Was it a black operation?
Big giant.
Well, it's in Texas. Ain't no black operation here.
No, that's where Rick Perry used to go hunting.
Oh, God.
That was a black operation.
What a dick.
N-word head.
By the way, I shared that thing on my little timeline, that the Shady Bunch picture you had of all the...
Oh, somebody did
The likely...
Yeah, like a checkerboard of the Brady Bunch with 9 of the high-ranking Republican possible clown car ninnies.
It's really...
that are all or have been or are under investigation for shenanigans.
Dude, it's a little disturbing to look at that list. That every Democrat has to get out and vote, man, because any of those people is that's a fucking nightmare. I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
there was one of the conservative asswads, the David Brooks writer, you know, he's a journalist.
Right.
He was on one of the pundit shows this last weekend, I think. And it was all over the liberal media. I'm sure you wouldn't see it anywhere on Fox or Breitbart or WND. But even David Brooks on one of these shows said that the Obama administration has been, quote, remarkably scandal free.
Well, maybe they just got it together over there, you know.
But think about it. But you think about the shit that we report on here at Crab Diving.
Yes.
2 to 4 p.m. every goddamn weekday for your ear holes.
We never talk about Obama.
But we always talk about the shit that the right, they want to impeach him. They
right.
want to impeach him.
So where's the big scandal? Where's the fucking story?
Well, for a long list of things that don't mean anything, that aren't scandals. It's all bullshit.
Let me ask you this. I don't think you're being fair. Is Obama, has he ever coached a wrestling team?
I don't think so. I think he's a little scrawny dude.
Who would want to do? I don't mean to change subjects, but Jesus Christ, Denny Hastert, why the fuck would you want to host coach a wrestling team? It's smelly dudes, fucking tangling with each other. You got to hang out in the locker room.
You got to get down there and show the kids the holds.
God, it sounds fucking miserable.
You got to get down there and show the kids the holds.
Perfect.
And the moves, yeah.
Do you see that movie Foxcatcher?
No.
It's about DuPont.
Somebody chasing Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Oh, yes. What do you mean?
Fox. It's a Fox News.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
funny. Really, I apologize.
No, I didn't. I just didn't understand.
It wasn't worth understanding.
But the beginning sequence, it's about DuPont. He's into wrestling, Olympic style wrestling.
Right, that's Steve Carell, right?
Yeah.
Played it in the movie.
Puts a big nose on. He does a great job. And anyway, but the first sequence of the movie, it's the two wrestlers, the two main characters, going through all their holds, and it's fucking bizarre. It's bizarre. It looks like people hugging each other.
Yes,
but it's like
occasionally. You know, duggering each other.
Yeah, but it's very strange. It's weird. I don't know. I just never watched Olympic style wrestling because I don't know. I don't really give a shit about it.
Yeah, it's not something I've ever watched. I mean, it's been really popular. It's the Olympics. I mean, weren't they talking about possibly even taking it out of the Olympics? I thought I saw.
No.
At some point they might.
You're going to put in ping pong.
Well, they're going to put in WWE style, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't want that regular wrestling shit. They want some chairs being broken over faces.
They
want
to make some money, the Olympics.
Right.
Oh, Let's get real.
I think they do okay.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Who the fuck watches that?
That's why they bid on that shit, too. I'm sure there's some Olympic shenanigans going on, too.
Well, there were, right, with the Olympics in Salt Lake City. Weren't there all kinds of inappropriate gifts given to officials?
Oh, was that? I don't remember that. I don't remember, but I'm sure.
I mean, I'm not Ted Koppel, but it was something.
Anywhere
along those
lines.
Money. Yes.
We're coming up on the top of the hour here. We can.
Do you think this is a good time to say goodbye to our viewers at Periscope?
Well, I was going
to
take a break after this.
Oh, okay.
And we'll play some music and, you know, we'll do some stuff here and then we can say goodbye to our Periscopers.
Okay.
And continue on just for the live radio listeners at crabdiving.com/live.
Yes.
And for the podcasters.
Right.
Podcast suckers.
Thanks.
Podcast taker inners.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for watching us, pervs.
Thanks for watching us.
Kind of pervy.
Petiscope. One of my former home states of Wisconsin, from Illinois. I did time in Wisconsin, I like to say. Although I liked living in Wisconsin in certain areas. Oh, Madison was awesome.
Right.
Especially
Wisconsin's pretty.
When you're in college. Shit, man. Madison. At that point, I think it might still be, but like in always listed in the top five party schools.
Yeah, it's a great place to get an education.
Oh, really? it's a great place to partay.
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do when it's 35 fucking below out?
You're going to get drunk.
Oh, God.
That's why.
I don't miss it all.
Is that why there's so many bars up there in Wisconsin?
Right.
It's just so cold.
It's miserable, so you got to go and get drunk. Well, as you know, let me fire up our 2016 clown car drop.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The 2016 Republican clown car primary, ladies and gentlemen. This
Boing.
Is the governor of Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker, who just always looks perplexed. He's kind of got that George Bushy kind of his face all the time.
He
you
looks
know?
Like a bro.
He's a big dumb bro. There was a... you know, this is hearsay, of course, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a bro.
Hearsay, I object. But somebody was in, I was reading the comments of one of the stories, and somebody was like, I had a cousin that went to college with him.
Right.
And they said that he just hated school and was like, fuck this, I don't need college.
Oh, great.
And that's, you know, he's a dropout. He didn't finish college.
Oh, wow.
And that... They said he was arrogant and privileged.
Wow.
Was the what they felt about
why do his, they have to be so vibe. Why do they have to be so negative?
He's a dick. That's why.
Yeah, no, he's the worst one.
And he now, for some reason, he fucking hates bicycles. I don't know if maybe he got maybe his cat got run over when he was a kid or something. He couldn't have had a pet. That would you have to have sympathy and empathy
right.
to have a pet.
Impossible.
But I guess they have this thing called the League of American Bicyclists.
Holy shit.
The League of American Bicyclists.
I wish we had a bell. Ching, ching. Ching, ching.
They have a rating. They give bike friendliness rankings
right.
to cities.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is important. This LA's got to be zero, right?
I mean,
LA's got to be horrible.
I spent years in Chicago riding my bike year round, even in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I felt safe for the most part, but I will not ride my bike in LA.
Yeah, it's scary as fuck here.
Well, especially in the age of iPhones.
Oh, you mean when
no one's looking?
Nobody's paying attention,
no,
right?
You're going to get killed.
The friendliness ranking of Wisconsin, don't you know? According to the nonpartisan, we are nonpartisan League of American Bicyclists,
as opposed to the real biased peddlers out there.
Maybe there's a Tea Party League of American Bicyclists. We had to differentiate them.
The Tea Peddlers.
Wisconsin went from third. It was pretty friendly state, I guess, to ninth in 1 year. Because of shit that Scott Walker's administration is doing. Now there's, in his new budget, he slashes funding for any kind of infrastructure that supports bikes.
Oh, my God.
And boosts spending for freeways, but then also a new tax on bicycle sales.
What the fuck? Why does he hate bicycles? I mean, is it the emissions, the pollution they... I mean, I don't know.
It says they found one corporate sector that they're willing to raise taxes for, bicycles.
God, what a dick.
They've been hesitant to consider boosting taxes on gas or registration fees, but they have been pushing a $25 tax on sale of all new bicycles in the state.
What the fuck?
On top of existing sales tax.
This sucks, man. What an asshole.
Daily bike commuters are saying it feels like an attack on cycling.
Of course. Well, it is. It doesn't feel like an attack. It feels like an attack because it's an attack.
Well, it is. A bike tax. You're taxing the bikes.
I mean, this is it's a great way to get around. It's extremely energy efficient. Why wouldn't you want to encourage this? Why wouldn't there be incentives to make your fat ass pedal to work?
They said that they're trying to increase fund for highways. Meanwhile, they're trying to gut this something called the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, which provides matching grants for creating bike trails and maintaining them.
Okay.
They're also trying to get rid of something called Transportation Alternatives, which funds the creation of routes for children to safely bike to school. Let's get rid of that communist, pinko, socialist, pussy shit.
When I was a kid, we didn't have no bike trail for me. I had to ride out on the road with no fucking helmet.
That kid should be in a giant SUV sucking gas on the way to school.
They want to make these
like America should be.
Right. Instead of letting people ride their bike on a trail, they're going to make them ride in the street with cars. Why? What's their fucking problem?
I can't explain it.
Even Wasilla, when I was up there in Alaska, they have a bike trail that runs through their whole fucking city. Even Wasilla.
Wasilla, Alaska.
Sarah Palin's old kingdom.
And you can see you can see his nipples from there. Madison has one of the highest rates of bicycle commuting in the country, it says. More than 5% of the city ride to work. They're not talking about the college kids. They're talking about people riding to work.
Pussies.
The city created safer infrastructure. You know why? Because it's a liberal bastion in the middle of that moron state that suddenly went red and put all those fuckwad Republicans in charge.
I mean, how does when
state level
when Scott Walker goes to eat or something? Goes to a restaurant in Madison. He just must.
Right.
People must throw rocks at him.
Yeah, he probably wants to put up one of those bills that says, you know, businesses can say no homos allowed. So you should be able to say no Scott Walker allowed.
You know, I met a dude.
No Republicans allowed.
I know a dude that recently moved here from Madison. And he says that, I said, how does Scott Walker operate? Does he travel in a system of underground tubes? And he's like, kind of.
Probably.
He's like, he doesn't come out.
Never see.
Because no one likes him. He goes, and the other thing is the cops hate him.
And there's active protest. Well, the cops are union.
Yeah, they're getting fucked by him. But they're supposed to protect him.
One of the Democrats there says, you're not saving money by encouraging more people to get in cars.
Yeah, what? Yeah, how is this good?
He says it's almost like they're picking on the people they don't like people picking on Dane County and things that work well in Dane County. That's where Madison is, liberal fucking Dane County. And this is, again, this is what they're doing all over. They get in charge at the state level, and then they say, well, we're not going to let those cities and those counties make those decisions anymore. Fuck that local democracy. Right. Mary Fallon, that hag in...
Who's Mary Fallon?
The governor of Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Just signed a bill saying, fuck you, all little towns and all you cities and counties in Oklahoma that don't want fracking. Too bad. Turn over and take it.
So you got to have fracking.
You can't ban fracking at a local
Shit.
Level. They just, and in Texas, they just did the same thing. Did the same fucking thing. Small government, yeah. Local rule. We don't want the big black schlong of Obama's federal bullshit telling us what to do.
Unless we're underwater.
But then, right, then can we have a little money?
Can FEMA come save me from drowning?
That same idiot on our Facebook page is from Texas, one of our trolls on our Facebook page. And he was saying, well, that's our money, because the people on our page are like, Texas, they're laughing their asses off at Texas,
right,
who wanted to secede 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now they're like, we need money. We need money.
Ted Cruz.
Sandy Hook is a waste of money.
Oh, yeah.
And now Ted Cruz is, we need money in Texas. Federal money.
Stupid.
It's the fucking hypocrisy of those dickwads down there. But the Ninian on our Facebook page was saying, that's our money. We pay those taxes. But then Texas is one of the big federal suckholes of federal dollars.
They're a sarlacc pit.
They get more than they give back.
Oh, shit.
They take more than they give. Yeah. Unlike, I don't know, California, where we give more. So that's our money, you fuck.
Yeah.
in mixed in with yours. So
screw off.
Stop being an asshole and wanting to secede. It's about top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving Live from Los Angeles, California. Yay. We're going to take a little sea hair of a break in the live show. Play a little music for you for a couple of seconds here. And we're going to sign off, if we haven't already, for our friends inadvertently. Are we still going on the...
Oh, yeah, we're still going. We stopped yesterday because my phone ran out of batteries.
The phone just died.
But now it's plugged in, so it can just go forever.
But we're going to just take a momentary...
a respite.
...technology break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Let's play... I haven't played music in so fucking long, I can't find it. There's the music.
Party parts.
How about a little Heave Away?
Oh, perfect. I love that.
By Blackwater Jukebox.
Yes.
And we'll be back in a couple minutes, ladies and gentlemen, live. If you're listening, don't tune away. Live, ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesday, hump day, a little bit after 3 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Thanks for listening to us. It's Crab Diving Live.
Hola.
Unless you're listening as a podcast from crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher, you can get us in all those ways.
Welcome, Mexico.
Welcome. Bienvenido.
Oui, oui.
We were talking a little bit about Wisconsin before
right.
we left, and
that's a crazy country up there. I mean,
yeah, and how the Republicans are going after shit like Mary Fallon in Oklahoma, she's the one also, they passed that law, we talked about it on a previous show, where basically they're punishing people for getting solar.
Oh, God, that is so
fucked up. It's an extra tax. And they're saying, their arguments for a lot of this bullshit is, just like they're trying to put extra taxes on electric cars and stuff. They're like, well, but we pay for the roads with the gasoline tax. And if they're not paying gasoline tax, then it ain't fair.
Oh, my God. No one wants to let go of this fucking oil.
Right.
We're fucked.
Right. So much bullshit.
And it's weird, too, because you think politicians would be for that because then they're not under the thumb of big oil and they can do more things for the people.
Well, they're not under the thumb of big oil. They're under the shower of money from big oil.
Maybe it's not such a burden.
It's not so bad. Yeah, yeah. I don't think it hurts that much. We had one of these yesterday, but goddamn, you know, every once in a while he gets pretty prolific. Let's have another Glenn Beck.
This
moment.
Is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck of the Blaze, the batshit buffoon that he is, wearing a, this time it's a tan-colored, looks like a flannel, I'm sure it's 1791 brand, his own brand of ninny craziness, and nothing else. Oh, of course, buttoned up to the top button, because I don't know, you got to look uncomfortable or something.
He looks like a Nazi.
And his face is really red in this one. I don't know. I'm concerned about his blood pressure.
Doesn't he look like a Nazi in that outfit?
He looks a little
Aryan. A little creepy.
It does. It looks like an SS shirt without the
insignia.
Yeah,
what's wrong with him?
So here is Glenn. You know he's always right.
Right.
When he goes back and re-spins his previous warnings about how the world's going to shit. Well, here he is breaking his arm to pat himself on the back yet again, talking about, you know, I've been warning everybody, God, but just listen to the,
I told you
the
so,
typical self-importance and batshit bullshittery crazitude of Glenn Beck.
I'm really convinced that Stu and I were talking this morning off the air that this is the time. This is the time. This is the time I've been talking about for probably 10 years.
Can you imagine? God. They're sitting around. Maybe they were at the urinals.
Right.
In the bathrooms at the Blaze. You think they have nice bathrooms at the Blaze?
Oh, boy. I think they have amazing bathrooms at the Blaze, and I don't think they have urinals.
You know they have a black attendant.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure. A bathroom attendant?
Oh, yeah.
To give you a mint?
Stu and I were talking before the show.
Oh, God. Only I could be a fly on the wall to listen to what Stu's opinion on something.
Oh, Stu, it's hard to understand him with his tongue circling Glenn's starfish all the time.
Stu's not stupid.
No, Stu is not dumb at all.
He's getting paid, baby.
This is the time. This is the time I've been talking about for probably 10 years. The things that I have been warning.
You hear that?
Yes.
How
does he know he's been talking about it for 10 years? Did he put on his calendar the day he started this conversation with himself or with other people?
Maybe there's a chalkboard somewhere that he saved.
He's throwing out random fucking numbers. He doesn't even know. I hate when people do that. Well, I've been talking about it for 10 years.
Maybe he was on Fox talking about it right after he was a morning new zoo guy.
Right.
I don't know if he was talking about it in the morning zoo, right? Hey everybody, Glenn Beck here with Kaja Goo Goo and their number one song.
Well, what's their song?
By the way, watch out because in 10 years we're going to be fucked.
Kaja Goo Goo.
I just remember the name of the band. I don't remember the name of their song.
It's so, damn it, it's on the tip of my tongue. Kaja Goo Goo.
Too shy, hush, eye to eye.
I and I. That's a great song,
their famous song.
Kaja Gugu fans, give us a call, 323-601-LIBS. Oh, go fuck yourself. God,
the pictures of Kaja Gugu.
Now or
with
then?
That, with that 80s poofy hair and the,
oh, that's funny,
the workout outfits.
Yes.
Everybody was in shape. Here is a little bit more going back.
Warning about society-wise, the things that I've been warning about, that we're going to start turning on each other and we're going to just start, we're just not going to know who to believe or who to trust and where to go. This is the time. This is it. I'm convinced of it. It's just time. It's just time now. It's time now. To decide who you are. To decide who your family in your family history.
It's time. It's just time.
To decide who you are. I mean, it's time, though. He keeps saying, it's time. It's time. It's time.
He does that preacher repetition thing really well.
He did this. We played a clip yesterday where he was like into the world, Glenn. Well, he's like, you know,
he's got, I think he has a segment every day.
He's apocalyptic back.
He's got genes to sell.
God damn. What? Why do you need those at the end of the fucking world?
Yeah. How come he's not advertising the genes as like, you know, we'll survive the rapture?
Well, I'm only
double stitched to survive, right, the rapture.
Well, I'm only listening. For all I know, there could be a gigantic 1791 clothing banner, you know, right behind
it,
his
not, yeah,
big fat pumpkin face.
It's just his own wearing of it.
Why does he look so
who
not,
your family ugly in your family history, who your family will remember you as? What did my father do? What did my mother do? What did my grandparents do when the world was insane? We've been talking about it for a while, but it's here. It's here.
Good Christ, amazing, dude. What would my father do? It's here. It's here.
Right. It's time.
Is
it's
it time?
It's here. It's here. Glenn Beck, a little bit of the blaze, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean, he's just turning it into the end of the world is nigh guy.
And other.
Yes.
Ladies, gentlemen, and other.
Right? What do you mean, other?
Don't we have to be inclusive now?
What?
Include other genders?
Oh, yeah. LGBT, baby.
Ladies, gentlemen, other.
What happens at the blaze if you're working there and you're transitioning to another sex? Where do you pee?
Yeah, I don't know that's there's a lot of that going on over there.
Well, see, you know, the fucked up thing about Glenn, I would think that if they say they had someone transgendered working there and Glenn knew him, he would, right, probably be friends with them and then treat them respectfully. So why doesn't his politics reflect that? You know what I mean? I can't see.
They're all brave until they're face to face with somebody. Have you ever seen these spouting dickwads wither when one of these dreamer kids walks up in front of them?
Yeah.
And he's like, I've been here my whole life. I'm 18. I'm getting ready to go to Harvard on a scholarship. You're going to deport my mother.
I got to go. I got to.
They just don't fucking know what to do when they're confronted face to face with somebody that their heinous bullshit is actually affecting.
Well, they say, well, we're not talking about you. You work hard. You're doing everything right. We're talking about the people that aren't like you. But
they can't even spin that.
Yeah.
Because they want the dreamers to go, too.
Yeah.
They want that 18-year-old who's on the way to Harvard to get launched in the giant t-shirt launcher, too, back to
Honduras.
Wherever.
Wherever the fuck you're from. I don't give a shit.
Mexico. He's a Mexican from Honduras.
You're taking my jobs. And
everybody's Mexican.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're definitely not Honduran or what is
Guatemalan or Honduran or Ecuadorian or
you're Mexican.
He's a Mexican.
That's like saying everybody from Asia is Japanese.
Right. I've got
so glad I didn't hit the gong after I said that. Although this isn't really like a Japanese gong. This is a Chinese gong, isn't it?
It's a little. Was there a difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference in... That's a little tiny... That's like a little Buddhist gong.
It's Chinese gong.
It could be an Indian gong.
The gong you have, the artificial gong, is a Japanese gong.
This one?
That's Japanese, straight up.
That was, I thought that was a Chinese gong. No, no, no. The one I just played.
No, this, let me read in the back here. Right here, Chinese gong.
It doesn't say big Chinese letters. Yeah. I've also got, while we're playing ninnies, we're over here on Right Wing Watch. I just saw a familiar face.
Perfect.
Attached to a ridiculous headline.
Okay.
This is the host of the 700 Club.
Oh, kissing cousin. Hey, hey. There's nothing. I mean, I don't know how to think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
Pat Robertson over at the 700 Club.
Right.
A viewer wrote in. It's an Ask Pat segment. And I'm not sure if we're going to hear the actual, if we hear the question or not.
Okay.
But let's fire this up and see if what's her name? Terry.
We haven't heard from Pat in a while, you know?
We haven't heard from Pat in a few days. So here's,
this is nice.
Pat Robertson, a little bit of the Ask Pat segment where he takes... Apparently, people email. I'm amazed that these people have the ability to email, but
they all have AOL addresses.
Yeah, maybe they ask their grandkids to email.
Yeah, right. Big old computers.
Here it is.
All righty. Well, Joyce says, "Dear Pat, many years ago when I was a young mother, I bought a Ouija board."
Whoa!
Oh shit. I bought a Ouija board.
This, by the way, is not Terry Musin.
It is not.
The usual co-hostess with the mostest over there at the 700 Club. This is, I don't know who this is. This is another co-hostess.
Terry Muse.
With the second mostest.
Joyce says, "Dear Pat, many years ago when I was a young mother, I bought a Ouija board. At the time, I didn't know any better. I thought it was just a fun game. When I learned that it is evil, I got rid of it. Now my son has grown and full of hatred and mental issues."
Hold on a second. We don't even have to finish this. Does this stupid asshole think that possibly because her son is a dick and that it has nothing to do with her shitty parenting skills, but it's a Ouija board she picked up at Walmart? Oh, 18 years ago?
Oh, I love it so much. Oh, I love this so fucking much.
See, that's that religion thing. It's the ultimate foisting off of responsibility.
Foistment!
I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible for how I react to shit. It's God.
Nine!
Here she is. It's not, I'm not responsible for my son being a shithead.
Right. Maybe, listen, maybe your kid's an asshole.
He might just be an asshole. That happens. But parents occasionally have shitheads.
Her reasoning is that her snowflake, her child, is so amazing. The only way he can be turned into a total dickhead is by Beelzebub.
A little demon crawled out from under the L on the goddamn Ouija board and crawled up my son's penis hole.
What if he's just an asshole? You know what I mean? What if he's a dick? What if you're a dick?
Right.
Think about that.
It can't be. They have to put it off on supernatural.
You need introspection.
Now my son has grown full of hatred and mental issues. I have been through so much heartache because of his mental condition. I've prayed and prayed for his healing, but no change so far. Do you think God is punishing me for exposing my son to demons when he was young?
Okay. Yes, 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 yes. Please believe that.
Do you think God is... So this poor woman...
Absolutely.
Poor, stupid woman, Joyce, who signs her email, Joyce.
Joyce.
Not only has she got a son with problems...
Right.
And, of course, she's making it about her.
Here's her son just needs an exorcism.
We've suffered so much because of my son's problems.
He's an asshole, of course. You're living with an asshole that you created.
Well, she says he has mental issues. I mean, it almost sounds like he needs some help, which how unsurprising that a Christian household may not be real great at providing mental health care and emotional care.
What's the kid do? Sit in the corner, light the drapes on fire, cutting his own hair?
Yeah, we tied his hands together every time he wanted to jerk off. I don't understand why he grew up to be an asshole.
That's probably not too... Well, didn't the Duggar guy do
that's
that?
The Duggar story. That alleged person who worked on their show said, I read an article, the guy said he worked on their show, and one day, Papa Duggar caught one of the little Duggar boys touching his little Duggar.
What a dick.
Touching himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that...
Self-duggery.
You would have thought that he was mutilating cats in the basement or something. No. And that the father screamed so much. And that the next day, the kid tried to do his chores because, you know, being a kid is suffering.
Right. You got to do work.
You're not a good Christian parent unless your kid suffers.
Well, you used to be. Your kid had to go work on the field because you lived in a fucking farm, right?
Y'all would die.
Right.
If you didn't grow some food.
Junior had to go milk the cow so you wouldn't fucking starve to death.
Duggar tied his kid's hands together.
That's so
to
stupid.
Try to do his chores the next day as punishment for having committed the evil sin of trying to blow his load. And
right. Oh, gross.
Trying to have a little relaxation in that fucking
sure.
insane asylum of a house.
You think it really was nuts there? It must have been.
It is nuts.
Miserable.
What do you mean?
In the quiverful life.
There's only one or two of them gone of the 19. So there's still like 17 left.
You know who likes a quiverful movement? All the dads. And all the heads of the household. Those are the people that like it, right? Because well, everybody else right. is subservient.
Right. It's very patriarchal. And I mean, I guess on one level it would be heinous having all those kids running around your house. But if you are sitting there like the king saying, get these children away from me. I'm reading Leviticus. Yeah. That's probably what happens. It's probably, you know, they foist it off on another kid. And the father sits there and, you know, prays yeah. and watches TV and
yeah.
pretends like he's running the whole show.
He watches the 700 Club.
Been through so much heartache because of his mental condition. I've prayed and prayed for his healing, but no change so far. Do you think God is punishing me for exposing my son to demons when he was young?
I don't know if God's punishing you, but you can't open the door to demons and demons.
Yeah, see, I figured he would back away from the whole God's punishing you. You know what I mean? Like, he's...
Yeah.
Even Pat is not going to be like, oh, you should... absolutely, it's your fault. Your son's a shithead for bringing that yeah. Ouija board in there.
Maybe I'm just not smart enough to get Pat's point, but it is already confusing. God is not punishing this person. However...
But you can open up to demons.
Well, isn't that punishment from God? I mean, didn't God create the demons?
Well, and he's also allowing the demon to crawl up inside your shit.
Well, okay, what about that, Pat?
I don't know if God's punishing you, but you can't open the door to demons. And demons, you know, there was one lady I heard about who was demon-possessed, and the demon was being cast out, and the demon said, I had permission, and...
Oh, my God. You know, it's so funny. He's ridiculous. What the fuck is he talking about?
They were doing somebody. He heard, by the way. He didn't witness this. He heard about a woman. They were doing an exorcism. She was demon possessed and the demon didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And said, I had permission.
Yeah.
I had permission.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the
fuck you, cunt, 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 cunt.
It's so funny in the background, too. You can hear Terry go,
That's not Terry. Yeah, the other day. Yes. Yeah.
That I had permission, and permission was that this particular person had gone to a X-rated movie and had, you know, gotten all of these sex things. And
what happened? The sex things?
This person allowed a demon apparently into her vagina.
That's your mistake. That's mistake number one.
Because she went to an X-rated movie. This is how. She allowed the demon into her cell.
You should never let sand or demons into your vagina.
And got all sexually
noted
stuff.
Gotten all of these sex things, and the demons that I had permission. So you gave the demons permission to come into your home when you had a Ouija board. Look, mental illness has many forms. I don't know what's wrong with your son. I mean, it may be neurological. It may be something psychological.
Or it may be a demon. You know, this is where he's going.
Maybe a ghost.
This is his disclaimer. It may be neurological. It may be whatever. Or, you know, you could have fucked up with that Ouija board.
Why doesn't he just say that those other things are all caused by demons? Why can't you say that the mental illness is a manifestation of a demon?
Well, he's not insane, Ryan.
Well, I think that would be, I think that would be less insane than his theory right now. He's saying they both exist. How? So there are.
Well, right. Why would God make somebody mentally ill? Right?
Right. Why?
And separate that from a demon.
I mean, why create demons if the things, the evil that a demon would do naturally happens?
If you're an all-knowing God and all-powerful and you know what has happened and what will happen.
Yes.
Why do you create Satan?
I to give yourself something to do. The same reasons I play Tetris.
Right.
I need a challenge.
It's God's video game.
Right. Do you think Kate's a God? Is she God? Kate.
The dog?
Yes.
She's having a dream right now.
Yeah. I think you should wake her up, man, because we think she's chasing rabbits, but it could be she thinks she's being chased by some horrible fucking dinosaur thing. I mean, what if she's being chased by a raptor in that dream?
I don't know that she's seen a raptor unless she's watched television.
She's watched television.
Do you think they have an inherent raptor on the brain?
Do they remember what they see? The dogs remember. If the dog sees something on a television screen, do they remember it? And they're like, "Oh, I want to watch that again."
I don't know about that. Yeah.
I mean, I watched.
No, she does get up and leave sometimes when we watch things.
We watched all of House of Cards, for instance, and she was in there,
right, sleeping.
If you
most of the time,
okay. Oh well, shit, that blows my theory. I was gonna say, if we started it over, would she be like, "Ugh,
I saw that already."
God, these guys watch the same shit.
Fast forward.
Yeah, the Ouija board. Look, mental illness has many forms. I don't know what's wrong with your son. I mean, it may be neurological. It may be something psychological. He may need professional help, but at the same time, he may need to get delivered. And I don't know him, but there are all those things you need to take into consideration and then do. But he needs an intervention. Get something to help him.
He may need professional help, or he may need, what was the word he used?
A delivery?
A deliverance.
I thought he said a delivering, like a delivering to God.
I think you're delivering the demon from him.
Delivering
the demon back to the fiery taint of hell.
Is that where the term deliverance comes from? I mean, is that the basis for the title of the movie where Ned Beatty was raped?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the etymology of the of that one.
This is lunacy, by
this
the way.
Is absolute.
I mean, he's batshit crazy. This is classic Pat. I mean, this is nuts.
How about that scene?
that's a camping fail.
Camping fail. Here's the end of the clip.
But even if she opened the door, she can repent, ask for forgiveness.
Absolutely.
And then
close the door and send the demon away. But you have to come and say, "Hey, Lord, I repent." And that demon, you do not have permission anymore. I take away that permission and I cast you forth from my son. You need to speak those words.
You go. That's all you need to do. I cast you forth from my son. I do not give you permission.
I have a question. If you're a demon and you've been created as this, you're this horrible monster.
Yes.
I mean, how impressive are you if someone wants to make you go away, they just have to say some words.
Well, there you go.
And you're rebuked.
Right.
What's the point of being a big scary demon if that's all it takes to be?
There should be an iPhone app.
Yeah.
Where it just rebukes you all the time.
Right. Oh, a demon rebuker?
Every time. Maybe that should be your fucking alarm clock in the morning.
The eye rebuke?
Don't you get a morning rebuking? Cleanse you of demons every morning?
Why am I not just walking around screaming, I rebuke you? That is mental illness.
People
in LA doing that.
And that is happening. There's a few of them are running for president.
I mean, we never watched like Lord of the Rings, and it was like, oh, how's Frodo going to get out of this one? And he just rebukes a whole army of orcs, and they're like, oh, you defeated me, you rebuked me, you accepted Jesus or some bullshit.
Right. Gandalf said, "You shall not pass," and a whole bunch of lightning bolts shot out of his staff.
Yeah,
Gandalf wasn't going on, or not Gandalf. Yeah, Gandalf wasn't on faith.
Yeah, Gandalf kicks some serious fucking ass.
Gandalf could kick some serious fucking ass.
Oh, I need my gun.
I've got, speaking of the devil.
Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. God damn it. It's fucking gone.
Over on one of these, what do they call it? Petition websites.
Yes.
Citizen Go, I mean, it's one of the bigger, where you go and like change.org. You just
liberal.
Go and you put up a petition you want people to sign.
Satanic.
You know, there's a new show coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this show, that fucking horrible. I can't even.
Oh, not that one. No, that one we'll talk about. That one is hard to even process.
It's a TLC one, right? You're begging for money to.
CBS.
CBS.
But this one that we're talking about is. There is a petition to Fox Entertainment. Fox! Fox Entertainment is putting this on.
Yes. I think they should call themselves Fox Entertainment.
There is a new show.
And not news.
That is going to, it's supposed to be funny.
Oh.
Portraying Satan or Lucifer.
Right.
Who... The story is he gets tired of the whole hell thing and Lord of the Underworld gig and says, fuck it, and comes to Earth and decides to help people.
Okay.
I think he helps solve crime.
Oh, come on.
I think he helps solve crime.
That's good for him or whatever.
It's called Lucifer.
Lucifer. Hello.
Well, you can imagine that. The million moms and people like them.
Yes.
Ain't too happy about the Lord of Darkness being portrayed as a happy fuzzy protagonist.
No.
As the good guy.
Let me explain to you something. Jesus is white. Santa Claus is white. The devil has horns, a pitchfork, and a scary red pointy tail. Because that's the fucking devil. That's the costume you buy at the grocery store for your kid to wear on fucking Halloween. If you wait until the last minute.
This is to, I don't know who Mr. Riley is. If he's the head of, he's not the head of CBS. I don't know who he is. Anyway, this is to Mr. Riley. I am concerned and offended by the premise of Fox Entertainment's upcoming show, Lucifer.
Dee 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 dee.
The show glamorizes Satan for young and impressionable minds, making the demonic appear funny and harmless.
Good Christ.
Viewers should be told the truth about the wicked malevolence of the devil, not be seduced into thinking he's a nice, friendly guy.
Malevolence was a character in what Disney movie? Animated.
Maleficent. Maleficent.
Oh, it wasn't Malevolence. Okay, moving right along. Back to one, everybody.
I urge you to cancel this show and replace it with wholesome programming that the whole family can enjoy. Like Duck Dynasty, where they hate faggots.
Right.
Or like the Duggars, where they diddle little girls.
Or flipping houses, where they...
Flip houses and right. Shit.
It's funny, because you know those guys probably all love all those, like, shitty, hateful reality television shows. There's got to be one, like... You know, design your own patio that they really love too.
Right.
It's like there's no ounce of hate in it. It's just, you know,
pure, unbridled love.
Right.
Fox Entertainment, it says, has launched a new series encouraging sympathy for the devil. Their upcoming show, Lucifer, glamorizes Satan for young and impressionable minds.
Right.
The online description of the dramatic television show reads, oh, it's a drama.
Oh, yeah, the thing got moved. I don't know.
They're back. It says.
I'm sorry. I just got
absolutely gassed by the dog.
Kate.
Holy crap! I almost lost my breath on that one.
Okay, she didn't mean it.
Shit. Bored and unhappy as the Lord of Hell. Lucifer Morningstar has abandoned his throne and retired to L.A.
D.
where he owns Lux, an upscale nightclub.
Wow, I see. Okay.
This is the pitch for it.
Right.
Charming, charismatic, and devilishly handsome, Lucifer is enjoying his retirement, indulging in a few of his favorite things, wine, women, and song.
Yay.
When a brutal pop star is brutally murdered outside of Lux. For the first time in roughly 10 billion years, he feels something awaken deep within him as the result of this murder.
Oh,
compassion?
Wow.
Sympathy?
An erection.
The show portrays the demonic as funny, harmless, and even sympathetic.
Oh, no.
And then this petition says, of course, the occult is not at all harmless. It is harmless because it doesn't exist.
And it's a TV show, right? It's a television show.
And the occult also doesn't exist.
And so what? It's a cult. Who cares? Fuck everyone. Really.
As more young people experiment with Ouija boards and games like Charlie, it would be irresponsible to encourage the satanic as harmless entertainment. Viewers should be told the truth about the wicked malevolence of the devil and not be seduced.
That's true. How do we get the message out there then? How do we...
They have 9,500 signatures.
Oh, okay. That's a lot.
To tell Fox to cancel Lucifer. Yeah, Fox will be right on that. Now the ratings are going to go up. Because now I'm going to fucking watch it.
Yeah, I
want to
see it.
To give him a ding.
You know it's going to suck.
That's going to probably be horrible. But I'm going to fucking watch it just to turn the screw.
Is anybody famous in it?
To give a little tweak to the hemorrhoids of these people.
Ooh. Hemorrhoidal tweak to be administered later. By at Bile Experience.
The ninny's trying to hate fund. It's like they're hate funding.
Hate fund. Oh yeah. That instead
crowdsourcing.
Instead of like GoFundMe or Kickstarter, the do-gooder sites, you have to have something, you know, for racists and homophobes for their causes.
It's called Fox News.
Yeah.
I've got a story here about I hope I have the tape of this. A celebrity, well, son of celebrity.
Well, if you don't have a tape, you can send Kate back to the archive room. She might be able to pull it for you.
I could.
Tape.
I actually did hear it, and I got this story off of the Hollywood Hick last night. The Hollywood Hick on the Sevens, ladies and gentlemen, here on the network, 7 a.m. and 7 the p.m.
Right. I saw the Hick last night.
Live and in person? Was he out doing comedy?
At a comedy show.
Comedy
in
type stuff?
Burbank.
And how did that go?
No, it was great. We had a good time. Talking about, he's talking about how all these dispensaries are closing in Los Angeles. Or in Hollywood or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What the fuck is happening?
We just had one close here, a block away.
I need my medicine.
The reason I'm stalling is because the video that I had...
Is it fucking up?
It got taken down, so I'm trying to find
it. Oh, that must be a demon. See, there you go. Did you
find another version?
Did you have a Ouija board out earlier or anything like that that could have opened a door?
I did not.
To screw your computer. I just don't get it. I'm like, why doesn't God prevent the demon from being summoned from the Ouija board in the first place?
Well, you're trying to put logic.
Is it because
God works in mysterious ways?
God must not be all-knowing then. He must not be... Oh, yeah, yeah. He must not know that the Ouija board has been open because...
But he does.
But...
He's all-knowing and all-seeing and all-everything.
Then why would he let the fucking, you know, demon come out of the door in the first place? It's flawed! Right. Christians, your faith is flawed. I'm calling you on your bullshit. You're on notice.
Oh, I'm really sad that I can't find this video, but I'll start talking about it anyway. This is Tom Hanks's son.
No, Chet Hayes.
Who thinks he's
rapper.
A rapper?
He is a rapper.
Chet Hanks, son of actor Tom Hanks and actress Rita Wilson, is taking some fire.
Chet.
On the social medias because he put out a series of Instagram posts.
No, he's stupid.
Defending his use of the N-word.
You know, poor Tom Hanks works his whole career. I think he's a great actor, right? He seems nice and all this other shit. And now a stupid, fucking, spoiled, shithead son has to do this.
Yes. on the Instagram. He said, if I say the word nigga with an A,
oh God,
I say it amongst people I love and who love me. If I say, now these are all quotes, people.
Yeah.
If I say fuck y'all hating ass niggas with a Z, it's because that's really how I felt at the time. And I don't accept society getting to decide what anybody can or can't say.
How's his son so fucking dumb?
And that's something we call free speech.
How is his son so stupid? I'm serious.
This is a screed. This goes on and on and on with him defending why he gets to say the N-word.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand how this kid, how this happens to this kid. Your dad is Tom Hanks.
You can hate me or love me for it, and but can't nobody tell me what I can or can't say. It's got nothing to do with trying to be a thug. It's about the culture of the music.
Oh, my God.
And that's all I have to say about that. No pun intended, LOL.
Tom Hanks, what I would suggest doing is cut this stupid asshole off. Cut him off. Take him off the payroll.
It's all love.
Oh,
it's all love. Some people will get it. Some people won't. Either way, I'm going to keep living my life however the fuck I want.
You know what?
All love in all caps.
This dumbass. Here's the rule. Just don't say the N-word. That's all. That's all.
Chet Hanks, which is C-H-E-T-H-A-N-X on Instagram.
You know, we should. Did you ever hear his
His rap is
on YouTube. It's
horrific.
So fucking
yeah.
Stupid.
Chester Hanks is trying to make a name of himself as an MC. But
good God,
he's frequently taking hits for throwing the N-word around.
He's a dumbass. I don't know what happened. Did they send him away to like boarding school? And did Tom Hanks not raise this kid?
He put out another video.
God.
And damn, this is the video that got taken down, the one I'm trying to find.
How shitty.
Which is him responding to what I just read.
Right.
He put out a video on Instagram.
I mean, this is Tom Hanks's kid.
And has since taken... Oh, wait. Oh, here we go. Thank you, Daily Mail, you piece of shit.
Thank you, Jesus.
You stinky rag.
Thank you, Black Jesus.
Dailymail.co.uk.
Look, I know the majority of y'all are not going to get this because the history is still so fresh in our country. But hip-hop isn't about race. It's about the culture you identify with.
And listen to this privileged white motherfucker. Y'all aren't going to get this.
Oh, my God.
Y'all aren't going to get this because of what's going on in this country right now. But Chet fucking Hayes has the answers to race.
Can I do an impression for you real quick?
Go ahead.
It's you know, you'll have to describe this to the listeners. This is good for radio.
It's visual.
But I'm gonna do this, my impersonation of Tom Hanks.
Ryan's wearing a blue flannel shirt with over a black t-shirt.
Nice.
Black jogging shorts.
Yes.
Okay.
Please don't jack off during the show thinking of me. Or do. I don't know. Okay, this is my impression of Tom Hanks watching one of his idiot son's fucking videos.
Ryan has put his head into his hands, shaking his head in profound embarrassment.
I mean, I am speechless because, like, here's what I think. I don't think Tom Hanks is capable of being a total dumbass shithead parent because this is going to sound strange. He's a great actor, right? And that, to me, that takes self-awareness, sensitivity, empathy, all, you know what I mean?
Intelligence.
Yeah.
Well.
But he's really good. He's not some shit.
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about Ashton Kutcher. No offense.
Right.
It's Tom fucking Hanks.
Yes.
How does this kid, is Rita Wilson, his wife, a total fuck up? How does this happen? How do these people produce this wacko? Explaining to me about how to win, to use the N-word.
Listen to Chet.
No one tell me what I can't say.
no one can tell me what I can't say.
He's so dumb.
Not the wisest.
Where did he go to school? Didn't he go to a private school or something? Rich people school?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Get your money back.
Do you want to hear him saying something?
Oh, yes, I
can't.
His
stint in rehab?
He's a total asshole.
I have an announcement
A tabloid is about to run a piece on me being in rehab for cocaine addiction. It's true, and I'm currently 50 days clean and sober from everything, including alcohol.
Yeah, that, he put that on Instagram.
Well,
he put that on Instagram.
Hey, good job, Tom Hanks. I mean, I know you're not, you know, ultimately responsible for the actions of your kids or how they grow up, I guess, you know, but
what a fucking moron.
Hilarious. This is the child of Forrest Gump. How did this happen? I guess Lieutenant Dan was never in the picture or anything, you know.
That's Tom Hanks' third child. That's not, I don't think that's Rita. Oh, that Chet is Rita Wilson's.
There you go. I don't know why.
But he has two kids from his marriage to Samantha Lewis.
Right.
37-year-old Colin Hanks, who's an actor. We've seen him.
Colin.
And 32-year-old Elizabeth Hanks.
Lizzie.
Then he has two kids from the new marriage.
Okay.
24-year-old Chet.
Okay.
And 19-year-old Truman.
Now we understand, right? It's too much, Tom. You've got too many fucking kids.
Should have stopped at the first two.
Absolutely. How do you have time in your busy fucking schedule? Shoot movies. You got one kid's a monster. Videos about telling people how to use the N-word. Come on.
He got somebody tweeted back to him. Keep period the period word period out period of period your period mouth.
I tell you what, man. If I'm Tom Hanks, I would give Chet a call and say, hey, buddy, you're cut off. Those credit cards in your wallet, worthless. You're a stupid fuckface.
All of this shit, by the way, has been deleted. The stuff I read and the video.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Hanks paid a shitload of money to some evil Hollywood, you know, what? Some publicity firm to fix it? To make it all disappear?
Right.
How much did that cost?
I'm sure they got to have people.
Maybe Tom doesn't give a shit. Maybe he wants his kid to express himself, even if he's a big dumb racist. I don't know.
I think this is the same one.
Look, I know the majority of y'all are not going to get this because the history is still so fresh.
Listen to that condescending fuck. He's defending his use of that word, and he's saying, "Look, you guys aren't going to get it."
Is he Steve
I know
Jobs?
You won't get it.
Is he fucking Stephen Hawking? Is it Stephen Hawking's? Is he Stephen Hawking's?
No, but I just read. Now we got to find this. It says only 2 months after his heated feud with Howard Stern.
Oh, well, okay. Here's what happened. Howard went on and played a shitload of Chet Hayes rap. We should play it. The Chet Hayes rapping. I think that's his DJ name. Hayes. Chet Hayes. It's the stupidest shit ever. He went to Northwestern. Now I remember.
He's an MC.
What does that mean? Does that mean he clicks on shit in iTunes? Listen, I've seen these guys. And yes, the music they're playing is amazing, but I could also play that music.
Hey, Nasty Brothers. Anyway, there was a whole bunch of stuff that I guess I should start with these clips.
This is 4 years ago, I guess. But
they played the videos.
Whatever, but I actually, through the tweet, I was reading Perez Hilton, and this is Tom Hanks' son, who's like a full-blown-out wigger. He's a what do you call it, a rap guy.
Yeah.
And his name is Chet Hayes. He calls himself Chet Hayes.
What's his real name?
And he goes around, you know, yo, 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 what up, you know, and it's like, you're Tom Hanks' fucking son. Who are you kidding?
At an elite education.
I mean, okay, you can kind of buy...
This is acting.
You can kind of buy Eminem talking like a black guy because...
Okay, anyway, Howard goes on. I'm trying to find the fucking clip.
God.
Of him rapping. Oh, here we go.
We're going to meet with IT to explore this.
That's not even his song, really. The song is Black and Yellow. It's another hip hop song.
This is his own version, yeah.
For Northwestern.
It was Wiz Khalifa. See, it's his remix.
I mean, I could do that. I don't mean to be an asshole, but I mean, if you picked out a hip hop song and just change the lyrics around, and you're using the same music, what is he doing?
I'm a couple of months ago. Howard Stern said something, and Chet Hanks tweeted, "Listening to Howard Stern show, this shit isn't funny at all.
Oh my god,
lame yuppie humor." Hashtag step your game up. Hashtag outdated.
Okay, now we've come. This is the one thing you're allowed to beat your child for. Unleashing Howard Stern, fans?
Yeah.
I would beat my kid. I would be like, hey, you're going to kill us all. Oh, my God.
It said their feud was reignited later in the month. This is in March. So then Stern responded to a comment that somebody made about Chet, and Howard said, "It irritates the shit out of me to see someone take that culture and appropriate it. It's like, come on, bro, you're not from that. You learned how to talk from a video dog."
What is a video dog?
From a video dog.
I thought it was a... yeah, I get it.
Oh, no, that guy said it.
Yeah, yeah.
Howard said, "I understand your point about Chet Hayes. He's stealing your black culture." So Rude Jude, some radio host,
yes,
who apparently is black,
yes,
said that it irritates me about Chet Hayes talking like that and saying that word because he didn't come from that.
Yeah,
and that's when Howard said, "I understand your point. He's stealing black culture." Hanks said, Chester Hanks tweeted, "This is all capitals now because he's angry. I am a walking PR disaster, and I could literally give a fuck less. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 exclamation points." Oh, wait, I meant I literally don't give a single fuck.
Oh, my God.
Because they talked about him being a PR disaster. And then he said, "Tomorrow TMZ or Gawker will write an article about this rant, and all I got to say is keep riding my dick, bitches."
Right?
Aha.
You know, this is such a narcissist. I mean, he's nuts. What? Now I'm
so
just,
this was, oh, here's a different one. This is the Chet Hayes official video for Do It Better.
Okay. The official.
Kinetic Entertainment.
Oh, okay. They're my favorite.
Smokestack Pace Media Production, it says.
Big fan.
Chet Hayes. There's no music. Do It Better.
It's better. Maybe they improved it.
Here it is.
So bad. There's so many things wrong with his lyrics. He's making you feel like certain words rhyme that don't. He's making lyrics. He tries to rhyme the word trouble with level. That doesn't rhyme. Trouble doesn't rhyme with level.
You were paying attention a lot more than I
God,
was. I was
so fucking dumb.
You were listening to the lyrics.
You know what I mean? Didn't that piss you off? I mean, whatever. There's no rules. They're actually trying to pass the word level off as rhyming with trouble. It doesn't rhyme. It's not even.
Are you expecting William Butler Yeats?
It's not the same sounds. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's Chet Hayes.
Oh, God. I just would be beside myself. I'm Tom Hanks. Like, I'm fucking busting my ass to make this amazing fucking career. And then this is how you ride my coattails. This is what you do with my fucking fame.
Yeah.
Go on YouTube and you teach people how to use the N-word. What's your fucking problem? Smack. Slide on my kids. Yeah.
We only got a couple minutes left here on the big show. I got one more quick story, which is one of these.
Oh, man.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed, ladies and gentlemen, this is a story out of South Africa.
I was about to go wee wee.
Where a
hello,
a woman driving through one of these
shit, man,
lion parks, one of these, ugh, one of these
stupid fucking safaris,
right? Basically, well, she got killed by a lion.
Oh,
she had her window open.
Why? Why did she fucking, you know? Oh my God!
They were driving. There was a car driving to the lion camp. They said that though they tell people to that they have to keep their windows up at all times. Apparently, this person did not abide.
My God, my fucking God! The one time in your life you're going to listen to someone and pay attention and follow the directions, it would be when you're driving through the lion camp, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
I might trust the people who say, don't open your window. She actually had gone. She was like an animal activist kind of a person. She went down to South Africa on a volunteer mission to protect wildlife.
Yeah, I bet. She fucking feels differently about that decision.
Well,
now.
She's dead. Well, she's so dead. She doesn't feel much. 29 years old, was taking photos of a pride of lions at a safari park. One of them leaped up against the vehicle and attacked her, gored her.
Oh.
Catherine Chappelle was her name.
Pulled her out of the car?
I guess it got... Oh. I don't know if it got her out. They say witnesses were honking the horns as the lion drew near. They're trying to figure out exactly what happened. They say at one point Chappelle rolled down the passenger window in order to take photographs.
Oh,
but apparently didn't notice that one of the lions was approaching from the side.
So
the other lions were like smiling and shit.
They're flanking them.
They were clever girl.
You know what? Oh, right.
Clever girl.
Jurassic Park. You know what they're doing? They're like, oh my God, guys, that plan that we finally have an opportunity to do this. Someone's this stupid.
The lion stopped about a meter from the vehicle as she continued taking pictures, then lunged at the car, biting the woman through the open window. The guy driving tried to fend the lion off. He got bitten, suffered injuries to his arm.
Yeah.
And he also, they think he suffered a heart attack while it was happening.
Yeah, I get mad. I might have a heart attack there.
As the lion backed off, she was left bleeding profusely from her neck.
Oh, my God.
They tried
to
apply pressure to stop it.
No such luck.
The ambulance did arrive within minutes, surprisingly, in the park. But it wasn't enough time to save her, who died at the scene.
You know,
keep your windows.
Absolutely. You know, in the Smokies, they're having to tell people to be careful when they're taking selfies with bears in the background.
Right.
And they're telling people not to do that.
And this one, they're just telling you to keep your goddamn window up so you don't... It's not like a can of sardines that's opened.
Right. You know, when I was running... I once watched my brother chase a bear into the woods to try to take a picture of it. That's all I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Jeffrey.
We'll get that story tomorrow on the big show on Thursday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. We're here every weekday at that time live, crabdiving.com/live. Don't forget all of our social media is at crabdiving.com. On the left is a bunch of blue buttons. Tickle them, touch them, whatever you want to do to them.
Thumbs us up.
Go to our social media, spread love, share the crabs.
Share us.
Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Follow his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we're back tomorrow. Hey. iTunes, Stitcher, give us good thumbs up and all that stuff. Thumb us. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.